Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Usually on Mysteries of the Ohio Valley, I talk about things that have happened in the past. It could be a murder mystery that's gone cold. It could be something that is kind of hard to imagine, like Sasquatch or the Ohio Grassman or a mythical beast, something like that. But today, we're talking about something that is very real and very, very relevant. In August of 2023, just a couple of weeks before this episode is being recorded, Daniello Souza Cavalcante escaped from prison, and he is still on the loose to this day. My name is Nate Metz, and on this episode, I'm going to tell you more about Daniello Souza Cavalcante and how we can stay vigilant in the Ohio Valley and catch this escaped killer. That's right, everyone. We are back on Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. Thank you for joining us. There is pressing news coming down from Pennsylvania talking about Daniello Souza Cavalcante and the manhunt that has been going on for him. I mentioned in the intro that he is an escaped convict. He is a murderer, first degree. It's pretty gnarly stuff. And he was wanted for a murder in Brazil as well. We'll talk all about that. We'll talk about the development, kind of the timeline of his escape, how the heck he escaped in the first place, and what you can do and who you can call if you live in that area, you know, central to eastern Pennsylvania, not exactly deep into the Ohio Valley, but who knows? I mean, if he makes a run for the West Virginia border, if he tries to get out of the area that he's in right now, we all have to be ready, because if he goes west, he is going deeper and deeper into our territory, and hopefully we can all, again, keep some open eyes. I don't want anyone to be too afraid of what's going on. You know, don't let it keep you up at night, but still, this is something that is very real and going on right now. I'll be updating, so make sure that I don't often ask people to follow or subscribe to this podcast, but this is an example of why it would be a good idea to, because I will be revisiting this as soon as he is captured, and I am very confident that the police are doing everything they can. I mean, everyone, the FBI, the government, they're coming down on his ass, all right? And I am confident that they are going to get this guy, but it's a team effort. And I will keep updating you with bonus episodes as this goes on, because this is a very, very hot topic. And yeah, let's get into all the details right now. All right, so first off, who is this guy? Daniello Souza Cavalcante, or just Cavalcante, as I will call him going forward, is a Brazilian immigrant. He also is a first-degree murderer in the state of Pennsylvania. He lived in Chester County, PA, which is like eastern Pennsylvania, and it was there that he met a lovely, lovely, also Brazilian woman. Deborah Brandão, who was a mother of two, was living near Cavalcante at the time. They were neighbors. They were both Brazilian. Cavalcante was very nice. He was good and kind, and he helped her out. He was nice to the kids, maybe a little bit cold. He wasn't really like lovey-dovey with the kids and stuff, but he was really keen on Deborah, and he really liked her, and they dated for quite some time. According to an interview that Deborah's sister Sarah did with CNN, which I will make sure to post a link to in the show notes, Deborah didn't really feel alone when she was with Cavalcante. She felt safe. She felt like he was helping out, and he was just good. He made her life better. But eventually, again, over time, jealousy started kind of creeping in, and he started to transform and change, and he started to threaten her, and it started to get really ugly. The relationship was becoming quite toxic. Deborah would tell her sister that Cavalcante was an extremely jealous man, and when he would drink, things would get way worse. He would start to, you know, threaten her more and go through her phone and things like that. He told her even one time that if she cheated, he would do the worst to her. That's a quote. Do the worst. What is the worst? What is the worst? It wasn't evident then exactly what the worst was, but unfortunately, the world found out back in April of 2021 when Cavalcante killed Deborah, who was 33 years old at the time, by stabbing her 38 times in front of her then 7 and 4 year old children. Unbelievable. I mean, that I've talked about some evil stuff on the show before. This is a monster. This is a monster. just days after his conviction, this all moved very, very quickly, Cavalcanti was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, which is about the closest thing that you can get to justice for Deborah. I mean, you're not going to get her back, unfortunately. Her children aren't going to grow up with their mother anymore because of this scumbag, this monster. But it's the best thing that we could probably do to let him rot behind bars for the rest of his miserable life. Or at least that was the plan. But not only was he committing evil atrocities on U.S. soil, Cavalcanti is wanted for a Brazil murder that took place back in 2017, which I found to be kind of interesting because after he murdered Deborah, he was trying to flee to Mexico so then he could get to Brazil. So he's trying to go back to a place. He's wanted for murder, it seems, all across the hemisphere. So this guy is not good. So Cavalcanti was being held at Chester County Prison, which is in a rural area of eastern Pennsylvania, like almost southeastern Pennsylvania. When he was there, he went to a not very long corridor, okay, meaning that he was able to put his feet on the wall. I'm going to give you a little theater of the mind here. He put his feet on the wall in front of him, put his back and hands on the wall behind him, okay, and he was able to crab walk his way up the wall, looked like Spider-Man almost. I mean, the video is in the CNN article. You can find the video wherever on the internet. I'll make sure to have a link to that in the show notes to give you a better idea, give you a visual on this audio podcast. But he crab walked his way up to the roof, and then from there, the roof has razor wire still on it, so he wasn't home free yet. He pushed his way through the razor wire, ran across a different roof, scaled another fence, and then got through even more razor wire before escaping the compound. So, yeah, it was pretty clever for him to kind of shimmy his way up to the rooftop, but still, to go and evade the guards, to push through razor wire, this is a man hell-bent on escaping, which is a very, very terrifying thing, given his rap sheet. Since he escaped, he has been spotted numerous times on surveillance cameras throughout the area. He's been seen many times at a botanical garden and other areas near Chester County, which, don't forget, the Chester County area is where his ex-girlfriend, our former girlfriend, Deborah, who he murdered, is from. And her sister, Sarah, is there, and her children. And Sarah, during that interview, mentioned multiple times how terrified she is, especially once this guy escaped. How are you supposed to sleep? Now, you and I that are listening to this podcast that may not have any connection to Cavalcanti or to Deborah or Sarah personally, we may not be as scared because why would we be a target, right? I mean, I guess if it was just if we were walking and we just ended up coming across him, that would be a problem in itself, but he wouldn't come looking for us, right? Well, if you're Sarah, now your entire life is flipped. I mean, the least that you can, you know, rest your mind upon before was that he was behind bars. But now that he's out and he said that he would do the worst if, you know, Deborah ever cheated on him. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. I don't know how it went down as far as them splitting up or their relationship when it got to that point to where he, stabbed her 38 times. This guy is not stable. This guy is not stable. And if he said that he's going to do the worst to her, I'm sure that that would extend to the children, to the sister, to whomever. So, I mean, I'm sure that police are working, to protect Sarah and the children. I'm sure they've probably moved them at this point to where they're not even going to be at their residence in Chester County. I would hope to think that they would provide those resources for her, but I'm not exactly sure. That wasn't included in the resources that I was going through to find out more about this escaped killer that's roaming eastern Pennsylvania. So I'm sure many of you are thinking, if you've listened to my show before, you know I've talked about escaped killers before. One of them, Lester Eubanks. It's a very popular episode of this podcast. And when someone goes on the lam, or you know, when they go on the run, they usually need help from somewhere or someone. And so you're probably thinking, okay, who could be helping him from the outside, get away? You know, is someone funneling him resources? Is someone waiting to pick him up and drive him away? How is this going to work? So the police obviously were able to sniff that out, and they went and found his sister. So Eleni Cavalcanti was arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is facing deportation for her overstay after she failed to cooperate with authorities. So the manhunt people came to her and said, hey, look, your brother is a bad dude and we are trying to find him. Will you help us? And she said no. Basically, is what my understanding is. The actual quote from the U.S. Marshal Service Supervisory Deputy, that's a mouthful, Robert Clark, he told CNN that, quote, she was less than forthcoming with investigators, almost to the point of being criminal, and therefore she was taken out of the equation. Now, I would imagine that means she is being sent back to Brazil, but you know, who knows? That's kind of a dead end. But at least they know that she is not going to be able to help her brother out in trying to escape the area. And police have added that they do not believe that Cavalcanti or the Cavalcantis have the resources needed to get out of the state of Pennsylvania. You can imagine that the police officers, especially on the border, are very, very hawkish. Looking, you know, preparing, making sure that if a report comes of this Cavalcanti character in their neck of the woods, they're going to be ready for him. I would think that I hope at least in the coming days, if not the coming weeks, they're going to get this guy. All right, let's go through the latest of what all went down when Cavalcanti escaped back on August 31st of 2023. So he escapes from prison. The prison guard that's supposed to be on watch ends up getting fired. Rough day for him. But the first thing that he ends up doing, meaning Cavalcanti, is shaving his head. He steals a van and then shows up at the homes of people that he knew years before, more than 20 miles outside of the search perimeter, but no one was home. So he was trying to go to people that he could trust, that he could maybe rely on to get him out of this jam or at least help him in some way, be it getting water, be it getting food, be it, I mean, anything. If you're going to be on the run, you got to be able to survive. It's not just not getting caught. It's a matter of living, actually. I think about the whole Gabby Petito thing and the manhunt that was going on down in the Florida Everglades for forever looking for her boyfriend, and he ended up not being alive. It seems at least right now, on the 12th of September of 2023, when I'm recording this, that Cavalcanti is very much alive, and he is very, very dangerous because he was able to scope out a residency not far from Chester County, and he was able to basically rush into the garage while it was open, grabbed a rifle, a .22 scoped rifle with a flashlight, was able to grab that, and booked it. Now, the owner of the residency was in the garage at the time. This isn't like the guns were just sitting out for anyone to just come across and take. No, he was in there at the time, and he ended up pulling out his own handgun and started firing it at Cavalcanti, or at least who we assume to be Cavalcanti. It did not seem like the thief, in this case, the fugitive thief, was struck in that altercation. But now that makes things even more dangerous because Cavalcanti, if he has this weapon, he's on the run, he's desperate to get away, he's armed and very, very dangerous. From his past transgressions to now, Cavalcanti is someone who you have to be very, very careful around. And I know that it's going to take a lot of law enforcement and a group effort to find this guy. I've mentioned he's changed his appearance, so if you watch the video of him crab walking or shimmying up the wall to escape the prison, he has this head full of bushy hair and all that. Yeah, all that's shaved now, so he would look totally different from his mugshot and things like that. So you have to be very, very discerning when keeping an eye out for someone like Cavalcanti, and law enforcement's doing all that they can. There have been many sightings of Cavalcanti, and he still has not yet been found. I'm confident that they're going to get this guy at some point with the amount of, again, police, the bodies that they're putting out there looking for this guy. And it's not like it's residential where they can just go knocking on every door saying, hello, have you seen this man? You can't do that. It's wooded. It's the Ohio Valley still. I know it's a little east, you know, you're getting kind of into the Alleghenies and the Blue Ridge Mountains, but you know, this area of eastern Pennsylvania is very hilly, very wooded. It's not going to be a walk in the park to find Cavalcanti. but I really hope that they're able to. And I hope that you, the listener, can keep up with the show as the developments continue. I mean, these episodes are quick. They're not going to take up too much of your time. And I'll give you some background on what's going on in this whole ugly situation. Hopefully they can find him and bring him to justice, dead or alive. Let's bring this guy in. So I'm rooting for the, you know, for the law enforcement to track this guy down. I know they've got tremendous men and women that are looking for him, and I hope that we all can stay vigilant and hopefully draw a line in the sand to where he doesn't cross over into West Virginia. He doesn't get deeper into central Pennsylvania. So keep your eyes open. If you're anywhere near southeastern Pennsylvania, I don't think he's going to go to Philadelphia. I know we have a lot of listeners in Pennsylvania, and I'm sending a lot of a lot of thoughts your way. I hope everyone can stay safe. I know some schools were forced to stay inside, no outdoor recess or something like that, which is unfortunate. You know, you hate that your life has to be kind of interrupted by this madman. And I say he's a madman, but that doesn't mean he's not calculated and he's not prepared. I mean, obviously, with him shaving his head, trying to change his clothes, he stole a pair of boots as well. So it's not going to be easy to get this guy. But when they do, you will know about it right here on Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. Follow this podcast on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Mysteries of the Ohio Valley is on there, coming to you every single week, updating you on this Cavalcanti case until they get him. It might be tomorrow when they end up getting him. It might not be for another month or so, but I'm going to keep an eye out on it, and I hope that everyone has a good rest of your week. Again, if you're in that area, stay safe. Just know that we're thinking about you. My name's Nate Metz. Thank you guys again for listening to this episode of Mysteries of the Ohio Valley. And I'll catch y'all next time, later on, down the river.